playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. It's Matty Garwood. And going around the country on our TV screens was another very successful season of The Voice. One of my favourite standout moments was Matt Gresham's blind audition. He sang Bruises by Lewis Capaldi.
Counting days since my lover lost on me.
Such a captivating voice there. Guy Sebastian very quick to turn around, as well as a little bit of rivalry going on with some blocking from Delta. We're going to find out all about it from him right now, as well as his brand new staff, Matty Gresham. Thanks so much for joining us here on Ausmade, mate.
Matthew, it's a privilege, my brother. So lucky to be a part of the show. Thanks for having me on.
Seriously, this is a breathtaking moment. It really, for me, having been through it a couple of times now with The Voice, really kind of stopped the show.
Thank you so much. I mean, going onto a TV show again, for me personally, was a lot to do with overcoming a lot of mental issues I was suffering at the time.
Yeah.
It was such a gift for me to kind of say, here I am again, I'm feeling good, and I'm back, and I'm back with the single Who Am I Now, and I'm feeling great.
How cool is it, though, to have another opportunity? So you kick things off with The X Factor in 2012. To develop from then to now be in 2020, mate, you've just got to be so excited and happy for yourself to see how far you've come.
Bro, thank you. I spent some time in Germany and signed the record deal with Warner up there, and that really grew me as a producer and as a teacher. I wouldn't call myself a historian, but I really love history, and I love those kind of topics of the war and history and culture too, especially in American hip-hop music. So I kind of started producing and things like that, and I wrote the album Who Am I Now, and released it till now, and it's number one on the iTunes charts over all the other contestants and judges. So it's good for the ego. It's all about cryptic posting. You can go to my social media and look up 999. It's the next record that comes out January, and 999 kind of represents the truth and kind of standing up to obviously the media, but there's a lot of things that kind of get manipulated, and I just want to articulate that through my next album. And I'm doing a preview of 999 on the 21st of August at the Perth Concert Hall, and then after that I got the Opera House in November, and then the new record in January. So yeah, brother.
Gosh, man, that's such an exciting time for you. And tell us a little bit firstly as well about how the song came about and what you've put into the album.
It just came about from being a man in your 20s. You've kind of like try on many outfits, and it felt like I was still trying to find myself, you know, where I'm from, my history, everything, just kind of bringing the family together, because, you know, I grew up without my father for such a long time, and now we've all come together at a place of peace, and I feel like all the success is happening because I'm ready for it, and I'm a man now, you know, I feel like a man. I'm 32, but I feel more confident in myself as a person, and that's why I called it Who Am I Now, so it's kind of like a journey of self-discovery.
What else are we looking forward to once kind of restrictions open up and we can get back to a little bit of normality when it comes to being an artist?
I'm thinking of spending a lot of time in rural areas and bringing music out to places where people can't get to, and also then doing kind of one main city show a year. I've got a bit of a love affair with the Sydney Opera House and the whole history of the building, and I love for the Opera House. There was a brewery there, and there's so much history that I've kind of get inspired by.
What other opportunities have come up recently, doing The Voice in particular and having a new music out?
I've been approached by a Hollywood film producer to star a main role in a film, and that's all I can really talk about, but things are in the movement right now contractually, and we're trying to basically build a character, and I'm going to head into the acting business as well. So there's a lot of things happening, partnershiping with Yamaha and Mazda and a bunch of main companies to kind of build a team of people that believe in my music, and it's really nice to have these partnerships.
Oh, that's so sick, mate. Well, we really look forward to following your journey as you push it through, particularly with not only your acting now, but also moving through with new music. We are loving Who Am I Now, number one on the chart. So, Matty Gresham, thanks so much for joining us here on Ausmade.
Thank you, my brother. Thanks for having me. Have a good day, everyone. Hey, going, everyone. This is Matt Gresham. You're listening to Who Am I Now on Ausmade.